Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. Adapted by Jane Revell. Published by Scholastic Limited as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Little Women. Chapter 1. The Four Sisters. "No Christmas presents this year," said Jo sadly. She was on the floor in front of the fire in the drawing room. "I hate being poor," said Meg. She looked at her old dress.
"Some girls have lots of pretty things. Other girls don't have anything," said Amy. "It's not right."
"We've got father and mother," said Beth happily. "And we've each got three sisters."
All the girls smiled for a moment. They were all good friends. The older girls helped the younger ones. Meg was very close to Amy. Jo and Beth were very different. Jo was loud, and Beth was quiet. But they were very close too.
"We haven't got father," Jo said. "He's going to be away for a long time."
"Mother thinks it's wrong to buy presents when there's a war," said Meg, "but I want lots of pretty things to wear."
"Well, we've each got a little money," said Jo. "We can each buy one present. I'm going to buy a book."
Beth loved to play the piano.
"I'd like some music," she said.
"I'm going to buy some drawing pencils," said Amy.
Amy was very good at drawing.
"I think it's okay to buy one present," said Jo. "We work a lot."
"I know I work a lot," said Meg. "And those children are terrible." Meg was a governess for a rich family.
"I work more than you," said Jo. "I'm alone with Aunt March for hours. She's a difficult old woman."
"I hate washing clothes and cleaning the house," said Beth quietly.
"I have the worst time," cried Amy. "I go to school every day, and the rich girls laugh at me. I hate it."
Jo sat up and started to whistle.
"Don't whistle, Jo," said Amy. "Boys do that. Ladies don't whistle."
"That's why I do it," said Jo.
Everyone laughed.
"It's 6 o'clock," said Beth. "Mommy's going to be here soon."
Jo took her mother's shoes and warmed them in front of the fire.
"These shoes are very old," she said. "She needs some new ones."
"I can buy her some with my money," said Beth.
"No, I can," shouted Amy.
"No, I'm the oldest," cried Meg.
"No, I'm the man of the family now," said Jo.
"I know," said Beth.
"Let's each buy her something. We don't need Christmas presents."
"Oh, Beth, you're so kind," said Jo.
"What is everyone going to buy?"
"I'm going to give her gloves," said Meg.
"And I'm going to make her some pretty handkerchiefs," said Beth.
"I can buy her some perfume," said Amy. "It isn't expensive. I can still buy my drawing pencils."
There was a happy "Hello!" from the door. Mommy arrived in her grey coat and old hat.
"How are you all?" she cried.
The girls ran to help. Beth took Mommy's coat and hat. Jo gave her warm shoes. And Meg put things on the tea table. Mommy said,
"I've got a surprise for you."
The girls smiled.
"A letter from Father," they cried.
"Yes, a long letter," said their mother.
They all sat near the fire and Mommy read the letter. At the end of the letter, their father wrote, "Tell the girls that I think of them. A year is a long time, but I know my little women are good and strong."
When they heard that, all the girls cried a little. They wanted their father to be happy. They decided to try to be good and strong. After tea, they took out their sewing baskets and sewed happily together. Later, at 9, they stopped and stood around the old piano. They did this every evening. Beth played and everyone sang. Mommy sang too. She sang beautifully. She sang every day when she got up. It was the first thing that the girls heard every morning.